The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
A wag writes, those returning from Cheltenham will be the least popular Irish contingent coming back from England since Griffith and Collins came back without the six counties. Paul Rouse, you'd get that reference, of course, more than most as a historian.
I do, Ryan. I hope I do anyway.
you weren't at Cheltenham then, were you?
I definitely wasn't. I definitely wasn't in Cheltenham, no.
Anyway, you're a professor with the School of History in UCD and you are working in conjunction with the Little Museum of Dublin about an event in which this gorgeous country of ours came together in a joyful way, the likes of which we haven't seen before or since. Talk to me.
It's Italia 90.
Of course it is.
Subject of documentaries at the moment, but to be the focal point of an exhibition in the Little Museum in Dublin, opening at least on the 4th of June and to run through the summer, and we want help from people. We're trying to collect a whole series of mementos to loan them. We want people to loan them to us for this exhibition, photographs, posters, scrapbooks, T-shirts, jerseys, anything to do with Italia 90.
Okay, well, let's just for there's a lot of younger people who are stuck at home to go, what's Italia 90? And parents have to explain and just to remind people.
Won by Butcher. Now here's Sheedy. Sheedy's won it back and Sheedy shoots. Oh, it's there! And Kevin Sheedy, who's enjoying his best period in an Irish shirt, has right out of nothing captured the equaliser.
Paul, what the hell happened in Italia 90 to us as a nation?
It was the first time that Ireland had made it to the Soccer World Cup. We'd been trying since 1934 and had fallen short for a whole load of different reasons. Bad luck, bad play, bad decisions, everything had kept us short. And finally, Ireland made it to the World Cup finals for Italy in 1990.
Yeah.
And what flowed from that was much, much more than a sporting occasion, which is just as well because the matches themselves at Italia 90 were pretty poor. It was a really, for example, that match that you've listened to the clip from Kevin Sheedy's goal, Gazzetta dello Sport said that it was a match so poor that even the hooligans fell asleep. But what happened around the place was this incredible surge of emotion around the fact that an Irish team was competing at a Soccer World Cup that was competing on a level with countries which we had never been able to compete with before and getting as far as the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary time for what have been referred to before as small nations, rising into the upper echelons.
Yes, and I think the context of this happening as well was it came after the 1980s, a decade riven with emigration. Once again, the Irish economy was in trouble. People were dispersed all over the world. And this team had a particular resonance because of the number of people who came not just from Ireland to play for the team, but also from outside Ireland, and who also came to support the team from around the world. This is not just people born in Ireland also. This is second generation Irish people who are drawn together in support of this team. And all around the country during the event and after the event, it just became this phenomenon. Like, look at music, for example. A succession of songs top the charts, put them under pressure.
We all know the words to them still, weirdly.
Give it a lash, Jack.
Give it a lash, Jack.
Ooh-ah, Paul McGrath.
Yeah.
Which, and so on. And even, like, the charts themselves were really interesting that year. If you looked at the year opened with Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compared to You being number one for 3 months, and then later Mick Lally's The Byroad to Glenroe became number one for the month of April. And apart from that, it's Irish soccer songs topped the charts.
Amazing. Let's pause for thought for a moment.
In his 52nd international appearance, David O'Leary is entrusted with the responsibility of taking the penalty that could send Ireland into the quarterfinals of the World Cup. This kick can decide it all. The nation holds its breath. Yes, we're there! Ireland are through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup and a meeting with Italy or Uruguay in Rome on Saturday night. And the most popular supporters in Italy have another journey to make.
Wow, 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 wow. Every time. Every time. So what do you want to do? You want people to, you know, George Hamilton mentioned the supporters. You're hoping that they might lend you memorabilia that is very much of that time.
Well, the museum, like museums across the country, is shut for this month. So we don't want people calling in at the moment. But if people have things that they think we might be of interest, if they take a photograph of them and if they email the photograph to mark@littlemuseum.ie, and the idea is then we put together this exhibition and it will run through the summer.
Okay. I mean, just on the historical thing, I know we're talking about a football tournament, but it was so much more than that. It kind of brought us out of an era and into another. I mean, wasn't Mary Robinson elected shortly thereafter, and then you had Eamon Casey, and suddenly it seemed to be one of those dominoes that fell.
It's like this kind of bookmark in the story of Irish history, and there
right.
is... It's you look back through the prism of 1990, and the country just seemed an entirely different place. And when you look at the footage now, and you look at the photographs of it, it just feels like the transformational change in this country since that moment, not because of that moment, but since that moment, is undeniable.
Yeah, amazing. So people take photographs of your memorabilia and send them by email, because obviously the corona changes everything. So this is the best thing to do. Take a picture, send it to mark@littlemuseum.ie, and you'll get that there, and you'll get back to them in due course.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Paul, good to talk to you. Best of luck.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much indeed. Paul Rice there, Professor at the School of History at UCD. And you know what to do if you're in a position to do so. Let's take a break. Lots more to come.